Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, good morning. It's Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Middle child Wednesday. I'm Scott Fizzano. There's Sandy Waters. What you doing? It's the 19th of November already.
The countdown.
I know.
Stress is starting to build.
I walked out of the house this morning, and I'm like, oh, and I actually did my car starter, thinking, like, oh. God, right? I walk out, I'm like, oh, it's nice out. It feels nicer. It's like, oh, okay. Then I look at, it's 22 degrees. I'm like, okay, something's wrong with my thermometer in my body. I thought it was nicer than it was yesterday. Okay, anyway, so yeah, it's 22 degrees, going to be 43 in sunshine today. So
okay, if the stress is building, where is your stress level? Because you host Thanksgiving. Where's your stress level right now? Because I kind of want to help you out with your stress level.
I'm sorry. I can't play. I'd never get stressed for Thanksgiving.
You don't?
No.
Okay, that's fine. If somebody else is listening right now and you're struggling to get out of bed because the day is going to be just a crazy day.
Yeah.
Here's a dumb joke of the morning to just make you smile. Are you ready?
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought that was my job to do dumb jokes.
I know. I'm stealing your thunder.
That's
sorry.
Right. Go ahead. What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
Who?
You didn't say it like everybody else says it, but what? Say it again.
It again? I eat my poo. Okay.
That made me laugh. I don't know why you did laugh so much. When I saw that, I was like...
I eat mop.
Nobody says it like... You're like, I eat mop. Who?
You enunciated
those letters.
Wait, hold on a second. What does this have to do with Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
Okay,
I'm
that's
just
maybe
the
why
stress.
I didn't get it.
Just the stress of the holidays. I thought I'd lighten things up with a joke of the morning.
No, you can't. You can't qualify it then to a joke. You just have to throw a joke out there and be like, "Well, that'll lighten things up." If you're going, you got to put the stress part on the other side. You see, when you laugh.
Okay,
see?
Sorry. So, like, I tell
knock,
a joke
knock.
Like my mother does.
Okay,
never
knock, knock,
well.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mop.
Mop. Who?
Oh wait, I eat mop.
We're both bad at this.
Okay. Knock,
okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop poo. Man, that relieves some stress for Thanksgiving, doesn't it?
Okay, here's another one.
Okay, what?
How do you make an idiot say how?
How?
Aha! Uh-huh.
These are like dad jokes.
I know. I was dying. Okay, I'm done. That would be the first and last time I do Dumb Joke of the Morning.
No, actually, I think you should keep doing it. This is good. It's coming up on 6 o'clock now on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. We got a big show ready for you this morning. We got tickets to the Atlas Band featuring their Funky Friday dance party over at Del Lago. We have tickets to a 4-pack to tonight's performance of Hamilton coming to Rochester. Hamilton, the Have you ever seen? Did you go see Hamilton?
I have not, and I've always wanted to. I know.
Yeah, man.
That's what I hear.
It is so good. And so we have one of the actors coming on this morning to talk to us about it. We've got Jill Schlesinger from CBS News talking about Your Money, Honey, and more on The Buzz. We'll be right back.
98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
How you doing? What's up? Here we are Wednesday morning on 98.9 Buzz. It's Fizzano, Sandy Scott here. Sandy Waters over there. We're looking at 21 degrees now. And then it'll get up to 43 today and sunshine. And remember yesterday morning around this time, I'm like, we're having technical difficulties. Mm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah.
Our Wi-Fi was down and, you know, it's all connected and technically. But then I was like, I want to get on my go-to thing, not ChatGPT, and that didn't work. I'm like, no, my life is ruined. It's gone forever.
He was a wreck. You guys, we lived longer without ChatGPT, obviously, than we have had ChatGPT at our fingertips.
Yes.
And Scott, he couldn't function. He just sparked. He was like, I don't know. And it ended up being that all of us, we thought it was just internally in the building.
Right.
It was everybody was dealing with it. I guess there's a company called Cloudflare.
Cloudflare.
I don't like that name of that company. It's not easy to roll off the tongue.
Cloudflare was described as the biggest company you've never heard of.
Yeah, pretty much. It's an internet management company. So it had a widespread outage, and they rectified it by 10 a.m. So really not many people noticed it, but it impacted, you know, like X and Spotify and ChatGPT.
And other things like that. I was like, ah.
But they said they saw a spike in unusual traffic at 5:20 a.m. and that's what set off everything.
Really?
What was going on at 5:20 a.m. on X or ChatGPT?
Well, I mean, it's the world isn't just in America. I mean,
all of a sudden, like, what was it?
I don't know. That's like 10 o'clock in England. So
yeah, but what I wonder know. what was going on on
that? Like, I don't know.
Everybody needed chatty. All at once? I don't know. But anyhow, Scott was a wreck.
I know. Threw me off.
Yesterday, you were like, well, how am I going to look things up? Like, I got to look things up. Scott, there's old school way of doing it, you know?
Well, I went to Google, and that was blocked also. And chat.
So
I'm like, oh, my God, help!
He was so frustrated. I got to call the engineers. I got to get this fixed. Well, I can't look things up.
Well, it's funny because we started getting emails from the outside, like the other departments, saying, hey, we can't get it. I'm like, yeah, no. I know.
Oh, my God.
Ended up calling
what are you
going
to do?
Like 5 a.m., huh?
What are you going to
When China hacks her systems? I don't know, man.
No, you personally, if they said, hey, listen, Chatty, I hope you enjoyed it.
It's gone.
You can't have it anymore, or it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't rely on it constantly, but I did need it yesterday, and I'm like, oh.
For what?
I don't know.
Were
I was looking up
look
some
up?
Stuff. I was trying to figure
what?
Out. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, because it was nothing. It was no big deal, probably, things you were looking up.
Well, I had to do with the show, but I was trying to figure out a way to, I don't know. I don't even
don't
remember.
Don't blame the show.
It was during the show. I was looking up something for
what?
Hold on. Let me look.
What were you looking up?
Let me look up my thing.
Let's see how important it was to look up.
I'm looking on yesterday's.
Yeah. Okay. Look it up. See what? Because you were very worried.
For a second.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to do my job.
Oh, I was looking up more about the 6-7 lore. About that whole thing.
Yeah,
whole
good thing you. Thank you, Chatty. No. I think that's why Chatty shut down, because you don't need to dissect it anymore.
Well, it's such a fleeting, weird phrase that we were. Yeah, okay, so that's what it was about. So, anyway,
it is the old man in you trying to look up the lore of anything.
I know, right? I want to stay informed.
I
want to relay my information to you.
You want to act like you're the smartest guy in the room. That's what it is.
If I only had ChatGPT all the time.
I know. See?
So
It's back, everybody.
It is
back.
Everything's
You're fine.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yo, we don't know where we'll land or when. It's great to be with men.
It's great to be
don't
with
worry.
Men.
Because men can sweat.
You're listening to The Buzz.
No one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in
people
the
are leaving.
The drain with hair. Oh, men.
You know, this is about men.
It's a ship all filled with men.
It's men.
So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men.
International Men's Day is embarrassing because it brings out all the negatives of being a man.
Well, it doesn't. You played that song, though. That was unnecessary.
It's International Men's Day, and I'm not having it.
Why? I don't understand. It's your day.
It feels icky.
Why? What about it feels icky?
I don't know. It's just, it seems like...
You're not proud to be a man?
Nah, not really.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, have you seen the news lately?
It's not, you know what? You're a man hater.
I'm not a man hater, but I'm the adage of, or what's the word?
There are certain men who behave in a way that is called out.
Correct.
Men themselves are not bad.
Right.
That's awful that you're feeding into that rhetoric.
It's a rhetoric that I've felt for a long time when I see certain stereotypes of guys. And, you know, it's International Men's Day. What do we celebrate?
Well, tell me.
You tell me. I don't know.
Why don't we celebrate the man like that you are? Unless you're a horrible person and you're feeling guilty.
No. Yeah, I'm horrible. I am a horrible person. I'm feeling guilty.
Okay, let's pile
on that. If you were to celebrate International Men's Day, what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do with any of these silly holidays?
But we don't celebrate. You know, we don't celebrate. We ourselves don't celebrate. Hey, guess what? It's International Men's Day. You better celebrate me. So stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. So we're supposed to appreciate. Yeah, you're right. I should be the one to say happy International Men's Day, Scotty.
Right.
Thank you for being a good guy. As far as I know.
Yeah, I am.
No. Thank you for being a great man, a provider, a father. I mean, we need dads.
Yeah.
We need men.
We need men in order to
have population.
What?
That's really sad that because of all this men hate talk.
Well, there's a lot of bad people out there that are men.
Yep, there's a lot of bad people no matter who you are, no matter what race you are, no matter what ethnicity you are, no matter what gender you are.
Yeah.
There's just bad people.
I know.
But there's more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you be proud that you're one of the good guys?
I am proud to be one of the good guys. And you're like, oh, stop bragging. That's what I'll get from you.
Well, yeah, I would probably say that.
Exactly.
I would probably
say,
I'm going to keep you in check, you know, your ego sometimes. I got to keep it in check.
Oh, my God.
Anyone else, any other man listening right now that makes you feel uncomfortable knowing it's International Men's Day?
Carm does. Hey, Carm.
Good morning, guys. I am celebrating International Men's Day today.
How?
By opening as many pickle jars as need to be opened and killing as many spiders as there are to kill.
That's manly. Yes.
I am so in love with you right now, Carm. That's all we could want.
Really? Is that all you want from us? Pickle jars?
Well, just spiders, there.
Spiders, making sure the garbage is taken out.
I mean, you're good for more than just that, but those are two big things. Yeah. I love it, Carm.
Thanks,
your wife is a lucky woman.
You guys have a great day.
Bye, buddy. Here's the man of the hour himself. It's Trucker Ray. What's up?
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hello,
happy Wednesday.
Happy International
Men's Day.
Well,
I'm along with you, Scott. I am proud of the man that I've become from what I once was, but for men in general,
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I don't even know why.
Nope.
It's hard to...
Nope.
I can't even put my big stubby thumb on it.
Well, given the accomplishments that we have,
yes,
we have that much more to accomplish, and they seem to be always button heads to accomplish.
Oh, that's a good way to put it, I think. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think it is.
You know, and it doesn't have to do with political parties. It's just men in general, and doing it the way it's been done is not working.
Right.
So it needs to be all redone.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I saw that it's International Men's Day, and I'm like, ooh. I'd much rather have
On a personal level?
Yeah.
Personally, yes. From what I was and the man that I was to what I've become.
You said that twice now in this short little conversation. What was the worst thing you do that you that you felt most guilty about?
I had a very, unfortunately, a little TMI here. I had an upbringing that wasn't the best, so I had a very short fuse towards men and the way they treated women.
Sure, okay.
And got me in trouble a few times.
All right. See, well, for the good, though. I mean, you were trying to do good. You're probably, rebelling.
It wasn't good the way I was going about to try to do this.
Yes, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. I guess you're right. That's it.
So.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man.
I appreciate
you. Learn.
Yeah, we all learn and grow.
Well,
I don't think there should.
And not for nothing. Mm-hmm. It sounds cliche. You need a woman, whatever your partner is. You need a good partner sometimes, if not all the times, to help you. Because if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Right. Yes. Exactly. I'm the same way.
Another stellar husband.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Thanks,
buddy. Have a great morning.
See ya.
Happy International
Men's
Day.
All right, be good, guys.
Okay, you too.
Understanding your money. Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There she is. She found a minute or two to talk to us because she is on her way out packing as we speak. Good morning, Jill.
Oh, my God. So obsessive I am that I had to order emergency extra packing cubes for myself.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Because, I love a packing cube. And I'm like, why are these all ratty? And, so there I am. How are you guys doing this morning? I'm running out of town so that nobody can find me if they want to try to fire me.
Good. That's excellent. Yeah, you know how it is
just
around
here. Just in case you're looking for me, anyone at Paramount, I will not be around. Good luck.
So if you don't see her on TV for a little while, it's okay. She's just running.
Well, I guess there's
she's
that. I mean, every
she's
time you're not, if you're not on TV for I was out of town to go to a conference last week,
right.
And I got a flood of people saying is everything okay? Which is
but you
very
must have
nice.
Felt so loved. Yeah.
I felt loved and also felt oh my God, this is happening. So, okay, here we are.
The
right?
world of broadcasting,
we're all
triggered.
Glamorous.
Well, okay, you know what's glamorous is everybody thinks, I'm going to be able to retire. I've done everything right, and now I'm going to get all this money.
Okay, you guys ever think that?
Here I am at 63 thinking, okay, I don't know the first thing about what to do. And Sandy brought something up about the Social Security that's changing or something. Sandy?
What?
Yeah, can you explain that? I just saw a headline that Social Security, is there going to be changes made or is there...
No.
Because I was reading through and I'm like,
okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, right, explain
everyone
it.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Everyone take a deep breath.
Okay.
First and foremost, so let's just go back in time and remind everybody what Social Security is. It is a pay-as-you-go system. It means that the number of people working pay the benefits of the people who are retired. So you're not saving some special Social Security account for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your contributions and your bosses, when they make the contributions on your behalf, those contributions are going into the system that is paying out benefits.
Gotcha.
If there are more workers than there are people who are retired, we build up extra money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened when the baby boomers were all working.
Mm.
So it was kind of cool. They're all working. There were more people working than retired. We get this extra money that's built up. That goes into the Social Security Trust Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while, that trust fund was really pretty big. And kept growing. But then we kind of turned the corner and there were fewer people working than the number of people retired. Okay, so that means that we've spent all that extra money down.
Mm-hmm.
That surplus is now gone. And because of the demographics of the country, we are on track to actually have not enough workers to pay for the promised benefits that are on the books right now, the law, and will only be able to pay out 3/4. So if you were going to get $1,000 a month in, say, 2035, you are only going to get three quarters of that. And that applies to everybody, people who have Social Security already, people who would get Social Security, you'll get a reduction automatically unless changes are made to the system. And that is separate and distinct from changes that go on every single year in the Social Security system that are inflation-based, like the amount of money that you can earn that if you claim your benefits early is based on the inflation rate. So those are the things that may have changed. I don't know if they did, but they may have changed.
I see. Okay. So and it wiggles every so often then, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
It's like the same thing of saying, like, hey, we can put now $24,500 away in a retirement account through work next year. Why is that? No one voted on that. It was an inflation adjustment. So when inflation kicks up, it expands the tax brackets. It expands the amount of money you can put into a retirement account. So all of those adjustments are made automatically.
Gotcha.
All right. So now the question that I know I've heard a lot of people ask is it smarter to, or how do you decide, take the money at 62 when you can, or wait? Because the more you wait.
Great question. I love you for asking this.
Ah, good.
Okay. So I am faced with this question constantly. People somehow think they're really going to outsmart the system. Guess what? You're not. Okay? If you take benefits early, the reason why you would take benefits early, I would say, like the two cases. So normal retirement age is 67. They call that full retirement age.
Okay.
And you can claim as early as age 62. 62, if you do that, your benefit is permanently reduced, meaning you get a haircut. If you are going to get $1,000 a month in Social Security at age 67, if you take it at 62, you're only going to get $750 a month.
Gotcha.
And that is important not just for yourself and longevity, but if you have a spouse who is claiming on your record because he or she did not work, that person's benefit will also be permanently reduced.
Mm.
So why would you take Social Security early with that permanent reduction? One, you have very bad life expectancy.
Oh.
If you are really looking at, like, if you are a survivor of a very bad illness and your life expectancy is, say, you know, 78, then you absolutely take Social Security early. If you are somebody who simply cannot afford to pay bills and there is no other money and you can't get a job, then of course claim early.
Okay.
That's like a no-brainer. But for everyone else listening, if possible, please wait. Do not claim your Social Security benefit.
All right, good. Now, like Sandy was, I think you mentioned something about you take that money itself and then you invest it and it's
Okay, I love this. So people will say to me, well, Jill, smarty pants, if I take my Social Security benefit early, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to invest it and I will make more than I would get in that extra benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Yeah, right.
And so the way that you think about this is you say, what is the alternative to get a risk-free return? And then you decide whether or not you think you can do that. Like, imagine if you do that and we go into a multi-year bear market and all of a sudden you think you're such a genius and your account is down dramatically. I think if people really overestimate their ability to produce outsized returns when markets are going up, right?
Mm.
It's just obvious. Like, we all think we're geniuses when markets are moving higher.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what we know is that most people, literally, if you look at all of the data, most people do not do as well as the overall market. Why? Because they're human beings and they absolutely just blow it. And they think they really can outsmart the market. You're not going to outsmart the market. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
But, and you know one other thing, by the way? If you wait to claim your Social Security till age 70, which is the longest, that's when you sort of have to get it.
Right, okay.
You get an automatic 8% increase in your benefit, 8% for each year that you wait. And I don't know where anyone's getting a guaranteed 8% return. That is also inflation adjusted over time, because don't forget, Social Security benefits arise with the inflation rate. So overall, I'm a fan of waiting if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're fooling yourself if you think you can beat the market, but good luck.
Do you think the radio station will keep me till I'm 70?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure.
But here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to say you can stay, but every year you're going to make less money.
Probably.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, I think that's really what that's really what looks like is going to happen for most people in the industry. That if you want to stick around, it's going to be you can stick around, but you got to take less money.
If you start making less money for like the last 5 or 6 years,
it won't matter. It's your highest 10 quarters.
Okay.
I mean, 40 quarters or 10 years. It's your highest 40 quarters.
Okay, so the highest 10 years that you made money, that's where it locks in, even if you're making half of that by the time you retire.
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right. I learned something new.
Awesome.
I do.
Dude, it is an awesome system. It is flawed right now. They'll be able to fix it, I promise.
Mm-hmm. All right, great.
It is an incredibly robust system that everybody sort of counts on but doesn't really understand.
Well, I understand it a little bit more. I think we do today. Thank you, Jill. It's awesome. I love that.
All right.
Yeah, author of The Great Money Reset. Go get it online and read it while you're flying around the world, all right?
All right. Or just going to your holidays. So, hey, I won't speak to you. So I'm very grateful for you. I'm very grateful for my Rochester listeners. And thank you guys for having me every week. I really appreciate it.
Love you, Jill. We'll see you in a couple weeks, all right?
Love you, Jill. Take care. Right, okay. Say hi to Jackie.
Best to y'all.
Safe travels.
Bye.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
On this Wednesday morning, happy Middle Child Wednesday. I'm Scott Spisano. There's my favorite middle child, my younger sister, Sandy Waters, and a chilly start here today. Going to see sunshine, though. 43 degrees. It's all good. Can I do that? Right. Can I just say the two words that everybody's going to be talking about?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
It depends on what side of bail reform you're on. This will be validation for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are those the two words?
No, I was going to say bail reform. I just wanted to amplify that a little bit. You're so formal. Don't be formal.
Well, no, I'm not being formal. I'm saying that this is a fact. Depending on which side you are on bail reform, you will get your validation right here.
Okay.
Or will you? So over a 50-month follow-up period, they released a bail reform
study.
Like comparison.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overall, re-arrest went to 57% versus 66%. Felony rearrest.
Okay.
So it was.
So it's gone down.
40%. It's gone down.
Okay.
Felony rearrest, 33%, 40%.
So that
violent
went down.
Felony rearrest, 20% versus 25%.
Okay.
So
that went
according,
down.
Yep. According to advocates, bail reform has societal benefits. Fewer people were held pretrial, meaning less family disruption.
Okay.
Cost savings, less money tethered up in bail, and reduction in jail population.
Oh, good. Okay.
Court appearances. Failure to appear rates actually improved in some places after reform. So the long-term data weakens the argument that bail reform is the main driver of repeat thefts and break-ins, though it doesn't totally erase concerns about certain high-risk individuals.
Gotcha. Now, is this
Is this
just New York State?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. This isn't just like everywhere. Okay.
I was looking at this, and in Rochester specifically, it says motor vehicle thefts have significantly declined recently.
Good. Figuring my son's car got stolen 3 times.
Between January and August 2025 versus the same period in 2023, motor vehicle thefts are down 68%.
Good.
No way. I don't know if I buy this.
Oh, no, I buy it. It was a trend. It was done by a bunch of knuckleheads. And that trend is now
car break-ins. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
Well, you don't trust anything, right? You think it's a lie.
This is what I'm thinking. First, I'm thinking heartbreak for the families and the victims, okay? This study feels a little bit disrespectful.
Well, I mean, my personal take on it is my son got, he's still in insurance payment hell, where he can't even rent an apartment because of insurance payments is so high. It's either one or the other.
Just last week, where was it that like 100 cars were broken into? Like, how are you saying that it's all down when we, I have never remember once hearing a news story about 100 cars in the same area being broken
into.
Well,
yeah, right.
So I, though that's what the study shows. That's what they're putting out there. That's what they're saying.
So you think they're fudging the numbers?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say fudging the numbers because that feels malicious. But I kind of feel like, and maybe nobody will back me up, and this is just what I'm thinking.
What?
But I kind of feel like you have, everyone has the ability to manipulate the numbers
to make
it look the way you want.
Manipulate sounds worse than fudge.
Does it?
Yeah. Fudge is sweet and chewy.
Okay, fine. Manipulation they fudge is, the numbers. In my eyes, I think.
Yeah.
And the data is the data, but the data, you can make it look like how you want it to look like.
What do they call it when they extrapolate the numbers? Is that the word for it? You could take a big, you could take data and you could chop it all different ways to make it look better or
exactly.
worse.
Exactly. Exactly. We all know that to be true. I mean, please, in our entire careers, I mean, you've been doing the radio for 50 years and you know what happens after the ratings come out. They sit down and they meet about how they're going to present the email so we all feel like we all get it.
Even though you're number 7, you're doing great.
Yes, they find a way to make sure your eagle isn't busted, right?
You still can feel like, you know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Like,
but I'm
everyday
not sure.
life.
What?
I'm thinking everyday life, we do this day in and day out. I mean, this is pretty significant and like a study that actually means something.
Yeah.
But for us in our everyday lives, I mean, my doctor asked me, do you work out? Yeah, I told her, yeah. I do a plank a minute. Like just plank for a minute and maybe I'll do 20 box jumps to me. I'm working out.
Well, yeah, you're working out.
But I'm not really working out.
You're not doing CrossFit, but you're working out. I see what you mean. Yeah.
I have no business telling my doctor I work out when I'm just planking for a minute and doing 20 box jumps. But in my eyes, I made it sound like, yeah, I work out.
Yeah, you're being active. I don't know.
So what is it for you?
I'm trying to think. What numbers do I fudge in life? Pretty much my entire life is a giant lie.
Come on. Think of something.
God, everything. I don't know.
It's like social media. My engagement went up 300%. And it's because a video went from 3 views to 12. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can fudge these numbers. Sure, it went up 300%.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. I don't know. My problem is I'm trying to make a joke here and think about something funny that I fudge, and I'm not thinking about anything real.
Okay, think practical then.
I don't think practical. That's the problem. I'm not a practical person.
70% off sales. The whole store, up to 70% off, and it really up to 70% off. It's mostly like 5%.
Oh, there's something.
One
there
for, item nobody wants.
There's something there for 70%. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That the shamrock candle for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
70%.
Just the one item.
Oh, life is just a giant bowl of fudge.
It is. It really is. Well, fudge is delicious. You're right.
Yeah, right. And you can get it at Boscoff's. It's coming up at 7:13 on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy are Jerk or Justified's on the way, or you get to vote.
Yeah. So speaking of numbers, her handyman quote is what's on trial today in Jerk or Justified.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spisano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate.
Yep.
Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on the great 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so this, I saw this on Facebook. Now, I don't know. It's about the handyman and his quote.
Okay.
This was from a digital creator in New York. So I'm like, okay, so this person is looking for opportunities to go viral, right?
Oh.
I don't even know if it's a real person or if it was like, it wasn't a person's name, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Beside the point, what she posted, I was like, this is relatable to every single person. So I'm going to read her post, and then you have to decide if the handyman is jerk or justified.
Okay, cool. Okay? All right, here we go.
It says, I'm losing my mind. I called a handyman to fix this one small hole, and it's a hole in her wall by the door. It's not, it looks like her son punched the wall. How many parents can relate to that? Okay.
Yeah, right.
So I called the handyman to fix the hole in the wall. I had he had the nerve to quote me $600.
What?
For what? A $20 patch kit from Home Depot? He's trying to tell me that he has to cut a new square, retape the seams, paint the entire wall, blend it. What a joke. Does he really think I'm that dumb? He's trying trying to scam me into paying for a full day's work for a 30-minute job?
Is he jerk or justified for charging $600?
Or we could, yes, the specific case, $600, how does that feel?
Mm-hmm.
Or even we could go more wide with this and say the handyman who overcharges for a small job. What do you think? Generalize it or make it specific to this?
Because
I don't know. What would a handyman charge to fix a...
Yeah, well, she said she's in New York.
She's somewhere in New York, yeah.
Like New York City, New York? Because I can see that price down there. But then if he's doing the whole wall, he's got to paint everything. And
you don't have to paint the whole entire wall. You take out the paint roller, it doesn't matter if you go up to the ceiling or just in a little area. Like, it's all the same thing, right?
But you got to come back. You can't just do it all in one day. You got to let it dry.
So you think 600 is a good amount?
Actually, I'm not saying it's great. It sucks. I'd probably want to do it myself instead of hire it out. But I say it's justified for two reasons. If you go specific for this thing, right? But if you go general, you have the option to say no. And if you didn't ask how much ahead of time, you're an idiot. Justified.
Well, okay, so it's a quote, so everyone's going to ask ahead of time, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's the handyman who has the nerve to overcharge for a small job. I think we've all been there. We've all gotten a quote that we were like, whoa, taken aback. Like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, right.
Did you overprice it because you don't want to do my job? And we all feel slighted and we feel a little bit offended in the moment. At least I do.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if you've been there, let's decide the specific case, $600 for a whole patch job. And then just ever, if you've ever been there where a handyman overcharged you in your eyes, 818-2899.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Completely justified.
There you go, Kev. How you doing, man? I think it's justified too.
Well, you're not just paying for the 30 minutes worth of time. You're paying for all of his years of experience, all of his tools, all of his effort. And for your $20 or $30 job, there could be a $7,000 job he's not doing.
Ooh, what do you think, Sandy?
Sometimes I feel like when I've gotten quotes before on a small job, right? I kind of feel like they overcharge or make the quote so crazy because that is indeed what they're thinking. Like, I could do something so much bigger and paying me a lot more instead of wasting my time in your house doing this tiny little job. So I'm going to overprice it, hoping that you say no so I can, right? I think there's some strategy to that.
But not only that, yes, they pretty much do have to paint the entire wall.
Yeah.
Because no matter how hard you try to paint match and get that one little square.
Yeah.
Just, it's not going to match.
No, you got to feather it all out. You got to paint the whole side. All right. You're good, man. I got you justified. Thanks, man. Let's go here. Hi, The Buzz. Thanks for holding. What do you call this, jerk or justified?
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
So it's funny because I just had to do this.
Oh, did you?
And I own some property, so I've done a lot of handyman helping work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like rule of thumb is you got three quotes. But in order to fix a small hole, even though it's a small hole, there could be a lot that goes into it. Like, if he needs to put up drywall and he has to cut a piece out because he has to find a stud or something because there's nothing to secure it to, right?
Right.
So he has to do that. Then after he does that, he's got to tape it, and then he's got to put the stuff on that he has to sand off after, but that's got to dry first.
Right, so there's another day. You got to come back another day, right?
Exactly. So it's not just a one-day job, so he's got to sand that down. And then he has to blend the paint in, otherwise you will see the roller marks on the wall. There's just no way around it.
So it's at 600...
So if it's a huge wall,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And paints,
I think $600 is pricey.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot. But it's a lot of work also.
Okay.
So sometimes with my contractors, I'm like, look, what if I go buy all the things you need and then you just charge me the labor? What would you charge for that?
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So in all honesty, if he's buying everything and doing everything and it's going to take multiple days, I mean, $600 is probably... somewhere in the middle kind of quote.
Yeah.
Like somebody might charge more than that and somebody might charge less. But the guy sounds like he knows what he's doing, so I'd rather have the guy that sounds like he knows what he's doing versus somebody that's like, oh yeah, that hole, no problem. I'll have it done in a day. It'll be all set and you'll be good.
Yeah, okay.
The wall, just don't touch the wall because your hand will go right through it.
I know. So you say justified then, right?
Correct. I mean, it's pricey, but I say justified because of the amount of work and what actually has to go into it.
I know.
And like I said, he sounds like he knows what he's doing, so you pay for experience.
Yeah, too. I think she should make her son who punched the wall pay for it.
Right?
I mean. That's how I feel about all those people that stole the cars. I feel like the parents should be responsible for it.
Well, that's absolutely. So
if you can find them.
Thank you. Bye. I got a great story. I had some trees taken out. At the house, and these are big, tall trees. One was 102 feet. So I got a quote, and one guy's like, $3,000. I had three trees. $3,000. I got three quotes. Two were about the same, and then the last one.
Uh-oh. What was it?
$14,000.
Oh, you totally didn't want to do your job.
And it was the real like the dude had the red polo shirt with the logo on it and the khaki pants and the clipboard and the whole package. I'm like, listen, why don't you just tell me you don't want to do this?
Yes. So in that moment, though, you feel kind of like taken aback, offended, don't you? Like in that moment, were you thinking, oh God, this guy's a jerk, or justified?
I've done it. It's justified, by the way.
$14,000. It's stupid. That's stupid.
Well, it's stupid. Quote. And obviously, he didn't want to do it. But I did that once.
Why don't you just say, this is the thing that gets me. And this is why my tally is kind of leaning towards jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I've never priced out what it costs to repair a hole in a wall. So maybe $600 is the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
But those contractors who do give that outrageous price like you got, don't waste my time. If you don't want to do my job, then just say, hey, listen, I'm overbooked. I'm overwhelmed. Your job isn't worth it.
To me,
tell me.
It's really not wasting my time. It's wasting their time. No, he's wasting his time coming all the way out and looking at it, saying, I don't want to do this, and giving me some. Yeah, it's his
part of him
time.
Is thinking, hey, if they say yes, then I just made $14,000.
My time wasn't wasted because I finally got through all three quotes. Yeah, I've outpriced, I've done it on purpose once when I didn't want to do a DJ gig. I doubled the price.
See?
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Exactly what we're talking about.
Justified. So, and if you don't want to do it,
why don't you just tell the person, I don't want to do it. I don't understand why you have to give a ridiculous quote. You're wasting everybody's time. Everybody's time. Why do you do that?
Because I didn't want to do it.
Well,
actually, I did it twice. I did it once. I did it once, and they're like, no, thanks. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. I'm like, then I did it a second time. It was for a bar mitzvah or something, and I, like, doubled the price. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. My ex-husband's paying for it.
Oh, my God.
Justified.
Too bad.
Justified.
True story.
You are the reason why the prices are so outrageous.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Once they got word that Scott Spisano's charging that much, well, I'm going to raise my rates. You are the reason for inflation.
Thank
Scott
you.
Scott Spisano.
Thank you. You can thank Social Security at the end of your life.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, it's all this week.
And there's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hamilton is in town. It is going to be on at the Wester Auditorium Theater, and on the line with us right now, we have a couple of fantastic famous people. For instance, Amanda Simone Lee, who's in the show. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
So Amanda and everyone on the show is like, listen, we have an extra 4-pack of tickets to give away your listeners, but we have to play a game.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, Amanda, you come on. You're going to play the game with us, okay?
I want to thank her ahead of time because opening night was last night at the auditorium, and that's kind of early for her. So we're going to do that. And now Sherry, we have Buzz listener Sherry on the phone. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
You are on with Amanda from Hamilton, and you get a chance at the, well, you have these 4 tickets for tonight, but you got to play the game, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Where do you work? Excited. Where do you work, by the way?
U of R.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you for what you do. Here we go. So Amanda is going to read a line, and it may or may not actually be in the musical.
Oh.
That's what you have to decide. Is it real Hamilton or Amanda Improv?
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, go ahead and start. Give us the first line, and then Sherry, you could tell us whether it's the real one or not. First of all, wait, tell you what. Have you seen Hamilton before?
I have, one time. The last time it was in Rochester with my daughter.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Okay.
Nail this. This will be easy.
Maybe.
not so sure. We'll see.
Okay, Amanda, go ahead.
Okay, Sherry. The first line is, why do you write like you're running out of time? Is it real or is it improv?
That is real.
Yes.
Wow, she knows her stuff.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I could sing it, that part.
Would you like to sing now? And maybe Amanda will say you could be an understudy?
I probably shouldn't. No one would pay me for
that. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Amanda, give us another one.
All right. Here's the second line. They said I couldn't lead, so I started a revolution with a quill.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Right, Sherry.
Oh, she's right. She got two for two. Not bad.
Oh, you can't stop her, Amanda.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, final one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the final one.
Okay.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Oh, that's easy. That's a real line.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Girl knows her Hamilton. That's awesome. Congratulations. Hey, listen, even if you like borked all 3 of them, we're still going to give them ideas. Okay?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. It's one of my favorites. I'm just sad my daughter's not here.
Yeah.
She's going to be sad. Yeah.
Just don't tell her. This is a 4-pack of tickets.
Don't tell her.
For tonight's performance, 7 o'clock of Hamilton. Hamilton on stage now at the Wester Auditorium Theater through November 30th, courtesy of the Rochester Broadway Theater League. Tickets on sale, still available online at Ticketmaster.com. So there you go.
Oh my God, how spontaneous too. How fun. Yeah. Like, you know, the older we get, we lack in spontaneity. So this is awesome.
Okay, Sherry, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
See you at the show, Sherry.
Yeah.
Have a great day. See you at the show.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Amanda, real quick, you are an understudy right now, so if anybody gets sick, mm-hmm. you pop in for any what characters?
For the Schuyler sisters, so Peggy, Angelica, and Eliza.
Awesome.
Oh, man, that's a lot of lines you got to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just up there. I don't know where they all go, but they stay.
Yeah.
I always wonder that. I'm always so impressed by how you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At all times.
I've gone on in the middle of the show at times.
Like, really? Because,
and you never know. Yeah, I'll be zoned out, just chilling backstage, and then I'll hear, like, Amanda to the stage, and I'm like, okay, well,
oh,
we're going to do the show today.
And at that point, do you have to look at a script, like, where are you guys? Like, where are we? Or how's that work?
I'll hear wherever that note is. They'll tell me when I walk on, and it's up there now. I don't have to look at anything.
And it just automatically turns up. Man, that wow. I did a lot of musicals in high school, obviously nothing like this, mm-hmm. but memorizing lines was so difficult for me. And I'm like really ADHD, so it's like really hard for me to concentrate on that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, is there a trick that you have? Because we all have to memorize something in our life, right?
Yeah, right?
So is there like a trick that you can give us?
So one of my main things, which I did this in school too, but it's easier because this is a musical, mm-hmm. is anything with music I can learn a little bit easier than a regular line.
Oh, yeah.
So when I add like a melody to a line that I'm learning, even if it's like straight up, like you think of it as something that you're singing through, it gets catchy and you start to remember it a little bit easier.
Wow.
So I do that. And also like I just have to highlight and go over it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's my only real thing. But because this is music, it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
It's a song.
Yeah.
And it has a little bit of predictability. Yeah,
and,
you know?
And you're learning your favorite song because.
Yeah. I grew up with Hamilton. It was like when I was in 2015, I was in high school. So I knew the words before I even ever went into a
So this is made for you. This part was made for you.
Yeah. When did you guys come to town? How long have you been in Rochester?
We just got in town on Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We drove in on a bus.
Uh-huh.
And we got started pretty quick.
Yeah, right. Last night.
You haven't really been able to explore, have
you?
Not yet. I've got my eyes on a couple of things. I want to go to the George Eastman Museum.
Absolutely.
I love photography.
Yes, you've got to go
so
there.
So exciting.
Yeah, got to check
and
that
I
out.
And I love art, so.
And
I've been to all the Wegmans already.
They are fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then before you leave, when you strike the set after the last performance, you want to get a garbage plate. Ask around.
Okay.
Make sure it's the last performance.
Okay.
Your tummy might not like it, but it's delicious.
Because someone may need to take your place if you were called up on stage.
Yeah, I'm sure Amanda eats very clean,
sure,
and then all of a sudden her body will be like, what the hell is this?
I know, right?
Like Amanda to the stage, and I'm like, she's not here.
Like, no, sorry, can't do it. All right, so the run of Hamilton goes through November 30th, 7 o'clock tonight, and is the performance, if you want to go to. You can get to go to Ticketmaster.com, Wester Auditorium Theater. Thank you so much, Rochester Broadway Theater League. And Amanda, you're the best. Thank you so much for getting up early and break a leg, all right?
Oh, thank you so much,
all
guys.
Right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
You
Enjoy
too.
Your stay. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. 98.9 The Buzz, Jen and Sandy, Benatar. Only person I've ever heard with that last name. You ever notice that? Do you know anybody with the last name of Benatar? I'm just saying.
Okay.
My ADD thought of the morning. Sorry.
We should do that. ADD thought. Like,
that's
I don't
it.
Know if I've ever, my entire life, all my thoughts, have ever thought that.
I'm looking at it.
Do you know
I'm
anyone named Bon Jovi?
I do not, no. Well, that's really not his real last name, though.
Jovi.
I forgot his name.
It's Bongiovino or something like that, right?
Bon Giovanni.
Yeah, Bon Giovanni.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, well, I got Sandy on an ADD, Alex. I love it.
I regret that. Remember the honesty box last week where the listener was like, stop going off track? That's you right there. You just did. All right, half of men feel insecure about this one thing. And I was just like, I kind of knew it was a thing, but half of you guys, really? So will you honestly tell us if this is true for you too, Scotty?
You haven't told, you said you wouldn't tell me about this until we talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Half of men feel pressure to act manly. A survey of 2,000 men, 50%, exactly half, said they feel societal pressure to stick to traditional masculinity norms.
Yeah, I gotcha.
50% feel pressure, quote, being handy around the house.
Hmm.
Yes.
Not from the outside, from the inside.
Yeah, just any kind of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
50%.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 48% behaving in a certain way in public.
Huh. Not really.
If this resonates with you, 818-2899. No, not really. You don't act like a
feel like
or
I
hold
have to
back
be like,
or
feel like I don't. I mean, I have to be like, you know, force my masculinity on someone.
41% saying having a certain body type. What does that even mean? What kind of body type are you being feeling pressure?
I have all this pressure on having dad bod, but I just can't.
I know.
Go there.
It's like, it's the first thing that came to my mind, too. Like, is that the pressure that you're feeling?
I don't think so. I think it's like the, you know, the built buff muscle guys.
Younger men, teenagers in early 20s, feel this pressure even more strongly.
Oh, yeah, right. I can see that.
Now, see, I thought it was the opposite because we're talking about, you know, we're talking about our emotions and our feelings and calling out men who are too, quote unquote, manly, that I thought the younger generation is going to be fine with not being manly.
I think we get it.
But
every,
that's not the case.
Yeah, no. I think as you get older, you don't care as much.
So what do you wish was normalized? What thing do you find yourself forcing yourself to be more manly than you are and you wish it, you didn't have to? Is there anything that sticks
God.
Out?
Normalized?
Well, like crying. Do you,
well,
do
yeah,
you feel weird crying on the air as a man?
No, I can't help it sometimes. It's not because I'm forcing myself to or not to.
But I noticed that you explain why you get teary-eyed. So maybe it is that subconscious pressure.
Oh, sure. I guess it is pressure. Yeah, I'm sure it is. But like, if I don't explain, then I think people think I'm weird. There is the pressure.
See, there you go.
Thank you for helping me, therapist.
You know what? This has been one big therapy session on the show today.
Well, you also, and I say it often and you joke all the time, but you always question my masculinity. So there's pressure there.
Well,
you pressure me all the time.
Oh my God, am I the reason why you're part of the 50%?
Oh, absolutely. You question my masculinity all the time. This is your man card. You can rip up your man card. You don't know anything about the Buffalo Bills or football.
It's funny.
It is.
Yes.
Is it?
Okay, now this is making us more aware. Well, yeah. What's the show if I don't? I have nothing to say.
You know, making fun of someone is not necessarily funny.
Listen, you do it back. You do it back. Don't you dare act like you don't.
I have to do it back because you give it to me.
Okay. Here we go. If you were the judge of manhood, man or myth, okay? This is a little game we're going to play.
We're going to play game?
Yes.
All right.
So
time for game
I'm
going to
tell you. Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah, okay, go.
I'm going to tell you a question, and you tell me if it truly is what men are feeling or if this is just a myth. Are you ready?
All right, gotcha.
Men are socially expected to cry no more than 3 times a year. Man or myth?
Myth.
Yeah, it's a myth.
Oh, good.
But studies do show that men feel pressure to hide emotions. More than 60% of men avoid showing vulnerability in public to avoid being seen as unmanly.
Oh, no. See, that's I got no problem with being like that. I'm
that's your shtick.
Well, it's just me.
Okay.
Fake it.
41% of men feel pressure to eat manly foods like steak or burgers instead of salad. Man or myth?
Oh, I want it to be a myth. but it's probably true.
It is true.
Is it? Ah.
Hey, Melissa. When was the last time you wanted to go for a salad, but you ended up ordering a steak just to quote unquote be manly?
Never. I always order steak.
I did. Oh, because you want it.
I don't know. I don't feel like it.
Wow.
I was thinking the other day, like, man, I haven't had a salad in like months. I should probably get some lettuce. And then when I do buy like a head of romaine, it dies in my fridge.
I always thought it was just women who second guess what we're ordering because of how we look. I didn't realize you guys did it too.
Huh.
Okay. Society expects all men over 25 to grow a beard. Man or myth?
Myth.
Yeah, myth.
Oh, good. I'm getting good at this.
Beards are trendy though, but not mandatory.
Interesting.
There you go.
Beards are also for the lazy, like me. I don't want to shave every day.
Getting that burger all and steak all in your beard.
That's right. Flavor saver.
There you go, man. Don't feel the pressure.
Just be you, you know?
Just be
Listen,
you.
Listen, if you want to be a buff dude and work out, that's you. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it.
I kind of feel like the men that are listening to the show, if they like are listening to you, they're probably more like you. They're not the manly buff guys. They're not listening to our show is what I'm trying to say.
Fine. It's not the bro show, okay? Sorry about that.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Can you answer this question? Most hated team in the NFL is...
Yes. Okay, coming up next.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the most hated team in the NFL, think about what you think the answer is.
Okay.
Did you say we have more calls coming in about the manly thing?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Good morning, Buzz.
Morning, guys. Handyman John, how you doing?
Handyman John.
Oh, Handyman John, the manly guy.
The man. The man. It's just man is in his name. Handyman.
Do you feel the pressure? Good, are you part of the 50%?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, very good.
Not a chance.
Anyway.
I do have a good story for you.
Okay, what?
All right, so I had a side job, kitchen, very large job.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer, male, in his 30s, insisted I use all his tools, which were all brand new.
Okay.
Never been used. Because he wanted his friends to think that he used them all.
Oh my God. No way!
That smacks
him.
He
didn't have a clue on how to use any of them. He watched me through all of them.
That smacks of insecurity. I hope you charge him a little more.
No, I can't do that.
I know. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's funny.
You got it, guys.
Goodbye.
Let's talk football now.
Yeah, let's do some more manly stuff on International Man Day.
Yeah. Which, by the way, men do feel the pressure to take part and have interest in at least one professional sport.
Oh, okay.
That is true. So, here we go. Most hated team in the NFL. Who do you think it is?
No, it's weird because every team has a rival. So, for me, it would be, you know, like Kansas City, if you're a Bills fan.
Yeah, this is like right? out of all the states.
Wow.
The most number of states hate this one team, which is so mean to even this path, but hey, they did it.
Well, it used to be New England, and then Tom Brady left, and that kind of fizzled out. I'd say it's Kansas City. Is it KC?
No.
Oh, really?
Is that 13 states hate Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't know either. Listen, this is all I got. I don't have anything more into this. Next, Raiders.
Okay, yeah. Raiders are always like the bad boys of the NFL.
Yeah, they were the top. Yeah, they're always top.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's a tie between the New York Jets and the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
And then followed by the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers, also tied.
Yeah.
Buffalo, nowhere on this list.
No.
Because nobody can hate us.
No. We have too much baggage to hate us.
Do you?
If anything, the most pitied team in America is the Buffalo Bills. Even though
is
we're
that
great.
What we are we still the pitied team?
I mean, lose three Super Bowls.
Not anymore.
You know.
Are we?
I don't know about pitied. Yeah, probably. I mean, we lost three Super Bowls.
Here's the question then. If they even came up with this most hated team in the NFL, does that drive you? Like, these teams now are on the list, like the Eagles. Does it drive them? Does it almost motivate them to, like, prove you wrong?
To prove you wrong what? If they start winning? If they start
winning
more? Yeah,
like, do you want to be the person where everybody, like, hates you, and then that will motivate you to be better? Or are you the type of person where it's, like, sympathy like you because they feel bad that you're so pathetic?
Well, no.
Which one motivates you more if you had a pick?
I don't think the motivation, it's a bit narcissistic to be driven by mean and negatives. It's weird.
Oh, you see it as, no, I see it as, okay, so you know Billy, and I hope she doesn't get mad at me saying this on the air. I don't think her in-laws are listening. But remember Billy came on the air with us because she is the founder, the creator, the inventor of the repaint tray, right?
And she
went on Shark Tank. I mean, she's doing like big, massive things.
You're talking millions of dollars of business now, I'm sure.
And she was just a mom who had this idea, and there were so many freaking naysayers, including some people on her husband's side of the family, that she said, I am glad that they're naysaying me because that is motivating me to prove them wrong.
Yeah, right.
And look at where she is now.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I don't see her as a narcissist. I just think that some people are motivated by
Some people are. I mean, the reaction could be, well, I'm ashamed, so therefore I'm going to try harder. There's another way of thinking about it.
Yeah, so which one are you? Can you relate to this call? Call out your hater, 818-2899.
I don't. It doesn't motivate me.
So haters don't motivate you?
No. I guess I
am, because my dad, the day I was graduating, I'm not kidding you when I say this, SUNY Brockport got a phone call the morning of my graduation, and I'm like, oh, hi, Dad, thinking he was going to wish me luck, or I can't wait to see you cross the stage. He says to me, kid you not, when are you going to find a real career and a real major? I go, Dad, this is graduation day.
You're going to change your major on the last day of college?
I go, are you serious? And I think he was doing it the reverse psychology thing. Because he told me that, I was like, oh, hell no, I can't let this fail. I cannot move back in with my parents. I have to somehow make this career work. I cannot have him tell me, and I told you so.
Wow.
And it worked. But I think he was doing the dad, you know, reverse psychology trick.
Or he's just being a jerk.
Or he really feels that way.
He probably did really feel that way, because I doubt he ever, like, sugarcoated anything.
He just did not understand radio.
Sandy's emotional scarring.
Yeah, but look at me. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Anyone else want to share a look at me now story because of your haters?
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. I got to say, I want to thank Jill Schlesinger from CBS News for giving us really great tips on Social Security and when you really should and shouldn't retire if you want the most out of your money.
Well, it's pretty much if you should take it at 62 or wait, hold off.
Yeah, go check that out on our podcast. Also, thank you to Amanda Simone Lee, one of the actors of Hamilton, the musical in town till November 30th. She had a great time, and we gave away $400 worth of tickets to listener Sherry. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Jerker yeah. Justified is on the podcast. Anything you missed from the show, just search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy.
Exactly.
Okay, keep your eye out all day today for a good Jerker Justified. And if you find a good one, leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, or you can message me directly at sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we're going to drop 98 straight minutes commercial-free coming up in just a few minutes here.
But right now, it is time to say, we out.
Yeah, we out like your dignity after karaoke night.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Audacy Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.audacy.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.